Hello, ladies and gentlemen. We're back at it. This is the Poker Table Talk Podcast with your boy,
Jason Cordova.
And it's your main man, Trent Wells. Let's get it started. How you doing, baby?
We good. What's good, bro?
How you like that intro?
Yeah, I like that intro.
Intro game, I'm stepping it up. You know what I'm saying?
It's bro.
It's 2017, dude.
New Year's Eve, bro.
New Year's Eve. Yeah. We get in there.
I'm chilling. So shout out to Rick Harkness. He's in the room right
shout
now.
Shout out to Rick.
Nope.
Yeah.
OG Rick.
Say what up to
how you doing, baby?
Say what up to the people.
Thank you guys for putting me on here and shit. Like two hood niggas with a nerd nigga. Thank you. I'm trying to step up in the world.
That's what we're doing.
Right,
that's what we're doing.
We fuck with everybody.
quick to claim the nerd.
That's his.
The nerd role in the world. Shit.
When you got the tattoo, I mean, like, if you wasted money on that shit, you got to claim it all day long. So, that's what it is.
Right.
So, whatever, like, 10 years, you don't want to be that no more. Though,
right.
That's why I keep saying nerd every single fucking time until I got the money to remove it.
So. All right, fuck it then.
That's real shit. I think they call that blurred. The black nerd.
So anyway.
That's almost like, is there a BMO?
What the fuck is that?
What the fuck is that?
Black emo.
No, yeah. I never heard
hell
of it.
Hell yeah. I grew up with some black emos.
Some BMOs?
Yeah.
Wait, emo,
yeah.
Somebody's emotional?
Yeah. Emo. You know
yeah,
emo.
Emo. Yeah.
Emo. Fucking.
Well, I got to put the black franchise tag on it. Why can't this be emo?
Because black people be everything. Black people be everything with it, but niggas yeah. don't ever want to give them their credit.
Yeah, that's
like
true.
Emos was the first emo.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, you right, you right.
You might have been the first emo niggas.
Like black people don't have fucking PTSD from being black.
PTSD?
PTSD, that's what I said.
PTSD.
BGSC. Shit.
OPP.
I don't even know what that means, but we're going to rock here. Let's go.
You know, PTSD, that's what I meant to say, but you know. I love acronyms. That's another thing,
and
too.
Puns, nigga.
Can you spell acronym?
Acronyms and puns? Nigga.
A-C-C-R-O-N-Y-M-S.
This nigga already fucked up.
He's doing way better.
This nigga
than
said
me.
A-C-C.
This nigga listen to basketball.
That is the wrong way to spell acronym, my nigga.
Nah, it's too
we're not
C's.
Spelling acronym because Rick said spell acronym. Yeah. Nigga. This nigga's a guest. You better shut the fuck up.
Nah, fuck this, man. My roast is coming later. My roast is coming later, so I'm trying to get my shit in early.
You don't got a microphone.
Fuck that. My voice projects. Like, why could I say have no fucking microphone? Man, but the same
shut the fuck up.
This nigga. Ignorant ass nigga.
That's what's up. You got a roast coming out? Niggas gonna roast you?
Y'all about to.
Oh, no. Niggas have done roasts before of, like, local comedians and
shit. Yeah, we should start doing that.
Have you ever done that?
I'm,
that's you like to roast dudes, though. Like, I've
seen we like to talk about comedy.
Shit a couple times and shit,
we don't really like to stage? Talk about comedy on this
like,
podcast.
On stage and shit,
okay, oh, yeah, yeah,
but
I did
I guess
that.
We're about to talk about comedy on this podcast.
Nah, fuck that. I'm sick of talking about comedy. I tell you, I hate talking about comedy.
You really don't talk about comedy.
No, nigga. I told niggas, unless you're a comedian, comedy's a boring-ass thing that, like, listen about, my nigga. Like, it's not interesting unless you're a comedian because you only know like all
shout out to the people that love comedy and want to talk about comedy all
shout
the time,
out to y'all boring motherfuckers uninteresting ass niggas
no it's not that they're uninteresting they have a wider grasp and attention span for entertainment that's what it
no,
is
no that's not what it is
not, that's really what
that's
it is
they like comedy consumes their life so they ain't got shit else to talk about
maybe
shout out to the Salinac too, the cognac.
Oh yeah, I tried to come through.
Yeah, Kent got the big bottle today. He was feeling himself.
Yeah.
How
am I
supposed to tell
the
show?
I got it.
Just
tell I got it, too.
I'll help this nigga.
Yeah.
Rick
we got the
Salinac
in the
bitch. Hold on, this is monumental. Rick Harkness is learning how to roll a fronto right now.
It's not that like he's not learning how to roll a fronto.
He how to rip a fronto.
No, I know how to roll backwards. I've never rolled those. Not to tear the shits off and everything.
Yeah. You just tear it like you're trying to roll it. It's like a, so just, as much of a triangle, I mean rectangle as you can possibly get it.
Basically.
Pretty much.
I got you. I'm going to break it down for you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Throw it out.
Help the nigga out, man.
Yeah, spread it down. Slap it down.
We a helping podcast.
Exactly. That's all we'd like to do. And what kind of job you work, Rick?
I got a podcast. It's called Mumble Talk. Man, eat the fuck. I know how to fucking run this. But anyway, I work IT, so.
It looks like you work IT. I'm sorry, nigga.
See? You know what I'm saying?
I'm just saying.
You know what I'm saying? I'm just, what is that?
We work for, like, Best Buy or something?
The Geek Squad?
Yeah, I used to work for Best Buy, nigga.
Nah, not Geek Squad. You know, I applied for Geek Squad?
Every hood nigga used to work for Best Buy. Shout out to Jason for being that nigga right now.
You nigga. All right, let this nigga get the
but
mic.
But no bullshit, this nigga does IT. That's believed it. Said he was a blurred, a black man.
Blurred. I'm like Obama. Like me and Obama in the same camp.
Basically. I'm about to break down this scrap for you. I hope you don't fuck this up.
Yeah, I got it.
I believe
just
you.
Break
I believe
it down correctly. I got it.
You already know.
But you work with bad bitches at your job?
Fuck, oh my God. Yeah, listen,
some bad nerd bitches?
A lot of bad bitches.
Like, bad nerd bitches or just bad bitches?
I don't think, they're not nerds. They're like those preppy, cute, badass white girls at your local, like, Florida.
Oh,
or like a University of Michigan. Hold those on. Badass bitches with, like, I'm not saying.
Hold on. Do you work with sexy nerds, or are you the nerd in the IT department? But you work with some bad bitches.
Nah, he's saying
with like I'm gonna show him a picture of someone. No one. I'm not gonna say anything. I'm not gonna say who it is.
We're not saying no names. We just gonna.
Not gonna say got no names. But this is just one. And you guys tell me what you think. So yeah,
let's see. What we got here.
About to pull up a picture of a bad bitch
on Facebook. Which one? The one on the left.
Yeah.
Let's get some better pictures.
But since Rick is a nerd.
Yeah, she's a bad bitch. She has some nice titties.
His distortion of bad bitches is distorted.
Bullshit.
Nah, she's bad.
Nah, my distortion of bad bitches is way better than yours.
Yeah. Oh,
he ain't seen my exes, yo. All right, all right. He's
going to
see my ex.
He's asking enough about you.
Rick, we're going to have you exit the room in a minute. I don't know where the fuck you think you at.
Yeah. Working with bad bitches is a motherfucker because you can't help. You can't help but like.
That's
you can't help but what? Jamaican. You can't help but feel open because it's like, damn, you really want to say something to this bad bitch.
And then it's like,
but it's like, it's jeopardizing your job, though.
But you see the bitch every
day. I didn't say anybody, though. I didn't say anybody.
Right.
Oh, yeah, she
you see her every day and shit, but it's like, you don't want to jeopardize it.
But fucking, it's like, it sucks working with a bad bitch because, like, you see her every
day. Because you can't talk to her, you can't say anything.
Especially if she's, like, kind of cool with you. You know what I mean? Like, you don't know, like. Right, looking at a bad bitch is naturally gonna make you wanna say some wreck shit and have dirty thoughts, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like,
oh yeah.
That's just automatic.
I feel like
it's like, you know what working with a bad bitch? Working with a bitch with a fat ass, my nigga. You can't help but look at the ass every single time. Right. No matter how many times you see it, you can't it never gets old, my nigga. All right,
this is what it is. Alright, hold on. First off. If you work with a bad chick and you trying to get in there, if you start hitting it. I've only messed with a few girls at work, and I feel like when you do that, it's like you have to almost start talking to them because if you hit it and keep moving, they're gonna try to out you.
That's not true, nigga.
I know that's this nigga Jason got to say that's not true.
Some bitches I fucking work. It was like the thing about it's like fucking.
What you feeling like work?
You gotta understand what fucking a bitch at work. I mean, yeah, it's a little bit different because you do work with her, so you naturally have to see her. But
right.
You gotta understand, a bitch from work is just like any other bitch, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, so you, it's like whatever you lay out there from the beginning is what's gonna happen, nigga. I mean, I'm not saying that sometimes her emotions can't get the best of her because she's a woman. You know what I mean?
So just lay it out in the beginning.
But what I'm saying is like, you gotta like, yo, this ain't going nowhere. You know what I mean?
So you do that. We just so that's chilling. Your pitch in the beginning. You
no,
you
what it is like, you know, I get a bitch to like me before I tell her bullshit, nigga. That's my whole game, nigga. You can't be telling a bitch stupid shit before she likes you, man.
Right. No, that's real shit. That's real shit. I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
You gotta be official to the tissue.
Right, before you start talking that wreck shit, nigga.
You start talking the wreck shit after you got the prize.
You can't just come out.
Let me see what you do.
You gotta start with a couple jabs first.
Because that wreck shit will shut you down early.
Yo, this nigga's crazy, nigga.
Let's talk about that too. That's crazy. Because I feel like it's always been about, you know, when you're with a girl, like I feel like it's always been about like saying the right things off the rip. You know what I'm saying? Because like one wrong thing will fucking send you packing, send you home.
You can say 20 right things. 21 be the wrong thing, it'll fuck your whole shit up, my nigga.
Right.
That's what I realize about when you fuck with a chick. You just gotta say the least amount you can, my nigga. And that's what I'm saying. You say just enough to stay entertaining. But you gotta say not too much to look like a straight douche.
But how do you feel when the shorty's giving you nothing back? You know what I'm saying? You know, you always have to, like, you know what I'm saying? Were we talking about this last time?
I don't know.
About when girls don't have, like girls don't be fun, really, for real.
Yeah,
like,
it's hard for a chick to be, like, fun.
It's not that they don't be fun. Some girls be, like,
some
really
chicks
cool.
Are
shout out to the girls that are cool as shit. You know what I'm saying? Because you already know,
but there's a percentage of that.
The percentage of cool chicks? I want to say it's, like...
23?
23%.
Oh! That's higher than the I want to give it more. I want to say it's like 35.
Nah, 65. 35 is way too high.
35 is way too high?
Let me add something.
Okay.
How many chicks are fun after you smash? That's the real question. Because when a chick, because think about it. Before you smash, how many fucking hour long conversations have you had with chick before you smash? After you smash, you can't think of nothing to talk about on the fucking phone.
Zero.
And exactly, you know what it is too?
I'll say 20%.
20%?
I say 15
might be 15. A little better. 15
you know
to
what?
20.
You're right.
And I'm still being generous with it. 15 to 20.
I'm sorry, man, this is looking dim as fuck for y'all.
After you fuck a bitch 5 to 9 times, my nigga, you just be like, either the bitch is you gonna fuck with a bitch or she's just gonna be in a rotation, my nigga.
I don't understand that rotation shit.
Straight up though.
I'm still on an Urkel level, one chick at a time.
I can't fuck with multiple bitches.
I can't do multiple.
You can't do multiple. You don't believe in yourself.
No. That's a good thing. You don't need to have a. You don't need to have a stable.
I want a stable though.
You don't need a rotation.
It's wintertime. If you ain't got a girl, you need a stable.
That don't make no fucking sense. You know what I'm saying? When you run across a chick, she's just like, I'm not interested in a guy that's good looking and has a lot of money. Bullshit, bitch. If you run across a nigga with that money and good looks, you're gonna fall head over heels.
This is what
just
it is.
Like me, if I fall into the situation where I can fuck multiple girls,
this is what it is.
And I can do it guilt free, and
you know what it is?
Straight up, this is what it is. Hold on, Jason. This is what it is. Girls always like dudes. We always wanna. We don't need stables if we got our fucking dream girl. But our dream girl is not fucking with us. That's what it is. Like our dream girls ain't fucking with
us.
So we gotta deal with the base with these other shit. So we have to have a rotation to keep us fucking satisfied. But if our fucking dream girl work with us, nigga,
I agree with that.
We'd be monogamous than a motherfucker.
Nah, nigga, you gotta understand.
I agree with that.
You gotta understand, my nigga. Like, anytime you see a bad bitch, there's a nigga out there that's sick of her shit, my nigga.
There's a nigga out there that's
like, yo, I want to fuck with that bitch again. I want to fuck her with your dick, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's some bitches I used to fuck that is bad, my nigga, that I want to fuck again. I mean, I fuck her. Like, hypothetically, I'd fuck her.
But
you know
she crazy.
Yeah,
it's
nigga.
Not worth
my,
it.
There's only so far the pussy gets you, my nigga. Like, because a man has to keep his mental stability at a certain level. It doesn't have to be perfectly coast, but it has to be at some kind of stability, my nigga.
You can't be doing this fucking emotional shit.
Yeah.
Like, man, you cannot. You're not allowed to do that shit.
Exactly.
That's when we fuck up. Like, my little brother, shout out to Matthew, this nigga told me, like, men are not allowed to make mistakes. We're not allowed to make mistakes.
Yeah, that's real. Ooh. I fuck with your little brother. Shout out your little brother right now.
Shout out to Matthew Howard Harkness.
Yeah, shout out to Matthew Harkness.
Starting quarterback next year at Limestone College.
He's on
get
big
this
thing.
Shit to done, nigga. Don't fuck
that's
around.
Real, nigga. Men are not allowed to make mistakes.
We're not allowed to make mistakes.
But you know the funny thing is, like, with girls, though, they're allowed to fuck up. You know what I realize?
They're allowed to.
When they fuck up, they want you to just chop it up and say, forget that shit. But when you fuck up, it's like World War fucking III, my
but
nigga.
But no, listen to this, though. What about when we talk about that 15%, the 15%,
the fun after you fuck 15%.
Yes, the fun after you.
FAF bitches.
FAF
bitches.
FAF.
That's a new shit. FAF.
So after when you find an FAF,
yo, we gotta get
after
that.
You fuck after
hashtag.
Fuck, when you tell her that she's wrong or some shit, she should be like, yo, I'm fixing that. She should be able to say she's fixing that. That's the chick that you know you got the right chick when she wants to fix what she's fucking up.
Do they really correct themselves when they're fucking up?
15%.
The 15%.
This is what it is.
15%.
And I'm gonna tell you my Jason theory. You know how I get.
I'm
that.
Over here like Alex Trebek or some Channel Jeopardy.
You know how girls get with these. You know how I get these. I'm gonna tell you what I realize about a lot of chicks. Right. A lot of chicks are batshit crazy. Oh, great. I don't give a fuck what you say. What I'm gonna say is that a lot of bitches are batshit crazy, right?
They're batshit crazy because of Caucasian
What I learned, well, this is just my personal opinion, like always. A lot of chicks are batshit crazy, right? And I learned that most chicks already know they're batshit crazy. Like, chicks, they know. There's no way you cannot know you're crazy, my nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So what happened with a lot of bitches are bad shit crazy is that in order to not go even more crazy by knowing you're crazy, you got to pretend that you're a perfect person. So they get with niggas and pretending that they're a perfect person, knowing they're fucking crazy. So instead of fixing their crazy shit, they want you to come on board. They want you to come on board with their nonsense and make it show like
and
it's
guarantee
normal.
They're crazy.
Right, nigga. That's what it is.
But here's the other thing. Don't they know that we see they crazy, though? We see that you
They want you to come on
front.
Board and think that it's normal, my nigga.
No, it's
like,
not.
This nigga, this dude's. Who chicks hit them at least once a week, my nigga. That's crazy, nigga. You ain't supposed to be hitting nobody. But after what you've been hit 20 times, nigga, in the last 20 weeks you've been hit 20 times, you're going to just stop thinking the shit was normal, my nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Better say.
It's like, that's what it
better
is.
Better say. That's some crazy shit.
Hold on. Y'all keep talking. I got to take this call.
Stay with the phone calls.
Oh, I get the special microphone.
No, don't get the fucking special
microphone. I get the special microphone.
All right, first off, Rick. You don't fucking pass me this mic right now, goddamn
it. I am not passing. Move the fuck out of the way.
Rick,
he gave me the microphone.
Rick,
no.
Give me this goddamn mic.
Move the fuck
Rick,
out of the way.
Rick,
no.
Where you at?
No. I don't care where I'm at. Nope. I'm taking this one. I'm keeping this one.
You know what, Rick? You're going to have that. And I'm going to smack your ass when we get off this podcast.
Okay. We'll see. We'll see what happens.
Shit about to get real in this motherfucker. How you doing, though? Goddamn it.
I mean,
fucking,
I'm doing
this nigga
right,
Jason
though,
taking phone calls and shit.
For how you been?
I'm good. I support you, Rick. Rick is a Boston comedian that I support personally. So I love having him as a guest right now, man. I'm glad you're here, dog. How you like my setup? We're in my room right now. This is my apartment where we record the Poker Table Talk, make it happen. Before, we used to record at Jason's old apartment, but now we record in my room.
Mm-hmm.
How do you like my setup? And Rick was my former roommate. Tell me, let's talk about that. How about let's talk about the old times?
Do you want to or no? Like,
yo, keep it real. let's not get deep. Let's just talk about our relationship at our.
Well, I'll
old
be
apartment.
Honest. Like, I didn't like you being a roommate because it was always easy. Like, come up from work, pick you up, we go to shows and shit like that.
We did a lot of comedy.
That's why
we're so tight now. That's why I fuck with you to this day.
That is one of the reasons I really fuck with you. You got me on a lot of
when
shows.
When you become a roommate with somebody, that's a friend for life, my nigga, type shit.
And then you got me on a lot of shows and shit, and you got me through a lot of tough times because you was there with me when my granddad died and shit, so.
Right.
That's one reason why I can't, like, but it was a lot of other things. I'll leave it alone. But I can't, like, deny, like, we're both, like, I don't know. I look at you like a brother, almost, but we fight too much.
And I know Rick hates me on the low for fucking his car up for life.
Yes, I fucking hate you.
I know.
I can't get a car now. I can't even rent cars now because of that.
And I don't even like to bring that up. I like to, like, let that die over.
I'm glad you
brought
it up,
though.
I'm glad, because every time I go home now, it's always, like, a sense of tension with my dad. He's just, like, he's always kind of, like, wanting to talk about the car and shit. I'm just, like,
right.
I'm trying to avoid it, but it's like, you have to understand, I did take that bullet for
you.
You did.
I did take that bullet for you. I fucked up. I did Rick wrong, man. I fucked his car up, man. That's not what you do. Rick was a motherfucker that would let you drive his car, and he had a nice car, man. He had a motherfucker.
I was stupid, though.
This motherfucker had a Toyota.
Avalon.
All right, if you a car person, you know what a goddamn Avalon is. That's
what you don't know, that was my dad's favorite car until they gave it to me.
I know. Oh.
Sorry, but yeah.
Shit.
That was his favorite car until they gave it to me.
Yeah. We had some good times, though. We definitely had some good times.
Yo, you put me on a lot of shows. A lot of people don't know this, like.
Yeah. Yeah,
because
I went from
mics to doing shows because of Trent. That's the only reason why. Let's cut the bullshit. You were the reason why I went to doing real shit and doing real shows.
I'm back.
And everything.
All right, Jason just walked back in. Right, hold on. Finish your tangent. This nigga gonna take a call and walk back in. All right,
so here's what it is.
I'm sorry,
the only reason Trent wants me to finish the tangent is because it's positive about him. You know that, right?
Yeah.
That's when that's
anyway.
Sally.
That's right by the closet.
But yeah, the only, like, Trent did get me, like, he transformed me from mics into real shows. He did do that for me, so it's like, we had a lot of bullshit happen. I used to, like, smoke all of his weed and shit, so there's a lot of shit that happened with that and everything. He would come home, sometimes, no weed. That was me. That's
what
he said. That was me. So,
that was some real shit.
That was me, because no one else in the room smoked the weed, so that was me. I owned up to it, though.
Yeah, you did. He was a real nigga for that.
So I always owned up to it, and I would always buy you weed and give you weed, though.
Right. Real shit. But it was an honor to fucking live with you, bro. I almost moved back in with you if I didn't move into this spot. Which
I thought he lived here.
Nah, nigga. Nigga. I used to live with this nigga.
This is a better place to live, so.
This is way better, right. Way better,
because Tommy's out of his fucking mind, yo.
Right? Yeah, our old landlord was goddamn crazy. This is a gay nigga that fucking was an alcoholic. This nigga, yo.
Your landlord?
I'm about to give up liquor 2017. I'm cutting down off liquor. Deadass.
You gotta chill out on that
liquor. I gotta chill out on the liquor, bro, because it's like, it's not.
It's not good for me. Like, liquor, like, I'll do beer. But
it's not that it's not good. People. Drink liquor if you like.
Yeah,
liquor. We're not trying to be bitches. Straight out. But, yeah, that's that Sally right there.
We ain't no acting. Hey, speaking of that.
You said Sally?
Speaking of that, everybody fill their cup right now. Fuck liquor.
That's that Salinac. You know, I the first time I drank that shit?
One.
I was 19 years old or 20. And my cousin brought it to me for my birthday, nigga. We drank a whole fifth in like 5 minutes. Oh, we just kept going shot for shot.
But this is the thing.
I was fucked up.
Jason, we like to fuck with the Henny competitor because we can't drink Henny every day.
You can't have Henny all the time.
You can't have Henny all the time.
That's our slogan.
Why can you not? But no,
is Salinac...
Shouts out to Mike and Cisco. You can have Cisco
E&J of Hennessy?
Nah. E&J is a whole nother bracket, my nigga.
So we're holding Sally up there.
I hold... Because E&J is brandy.
That's how you get thrown.
Brandy is like... Brandy's like... When you take a sip of brandy, it's like, ah, nigga, I'm drinking fucking brandy. And that shit fucks you up, my nigga. Like if we... Like, as much Sally as we drink tonight, if we were drinking brandy, we would already been fucked up.
You think?
We drank 2 full cups already.
Right.
If he's on brandy, you'd be like... You'll have, like, a little buzz going to the point where, like, all right, if I drink another cup, I'm playing with that line. You know what I'm saying?
Right. People, y'all think we get too fucked up?
Yeah, nah, we don't get too fucked up.
We don't get too fucked up.
We good.
Yeah.
We gotta have one episode where we get completely fucked up.
Right.
When we don't got shit to do.
We just started.
We don't got shit to do. We don't have shit to do that night. You don't got work the next day. And the only thing is your days off are like random ass days, my nigga.
Wednesday, Thursday.
Right. We'll figure it out. We're gonna have the fucked up episode. You know what I mean?
Definitely, but I'm glad Rick is here.
Yeah, Rick's that nigga. Shout out to Rick.
Niggas don't know.
I am?
Niggas don't know. Yeah, I fucks with Rick.
Can I get the mic real quick?
Yeah, hold up.
I get the special mic.
I've never used the mic that fucking Jason
has.
You got
the loner, nigga.
I got the shrimp neck mic.
You should have managed, nigga. Don't come with a do-rag. Come with the...
Yo, if I had an inferior complex... I had the shrimp dick mic. First thing I had the king dick.
Nah, like, on some real shit, like, growing up my whole time, like, I've always said I was Urkel and shit, so, you know, like...
Yeah.
But I was always around hood niggas. I've always been in South Carolina and Monk's Corner and shit.
You from
and
South Carolina?
I'm from South Carolina. I'm from FC and shit like that, so...
Okay.
Like, shout out to Andre Ellington on the Arizona Cardinals. Shout out to Bruce
Allen. You know them niggas?
Yeah, right.
I ran against these niggas personally in the 40-yard dash.
Oh, for real?
I beat Andre. Track?
Yeah, I beat Andre. I did not beat Bruce Ellington. This nigga stole my four gold championship.
Get to your goddamn point.
Yeah. Fuck you. Listen, Bruce stole my 4 gold championship in the county. Bruce is on the San Francisco right now. He stole that shit as a freshman from me. I was just saying. That's how fast that nigga is. But anyway.
That's crazy.
But it's like...
Yep, that's how the NFL be.
Like, my whole thing is, like, I love hanging with niggas like you because you guys are real. You guys are, like, what you call a black person. Essentially, like... Not trying to, like, laugh shit, but it's like...
We niggas.
We niggas. I skate by, like, I'm like an Obama type guy. I skate by with white people and shit, but you guys kind of see the real bullshit of racism and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And so, but you guys don't...
Oh, you don't see it? This nigga Jason, I'm like, you don't see the racism?
No, I see it. No. You guys don't understand the racism. I do see it. You don't understand that I'm the only guy on a team of 7 men, the only black guy, and I'm the only one with a college degree, but I'm getting paid lower than the main.
But that's how it is.
That's your job?
That's how it be in my job.
My older job, that's what it was. But here's the thing. I flipped the script on them. Yeah. You fuck them up. That's what you do. Yeah. Fuck them up. They don't understand what you're doing the whole time. All right, you want to pay me lower? Let me get a better job. And then I throw it in your face.
Yeah.
I need
advice on the job. I'm getting paid way more than you, sir. Can you help me?
Yeah.
He's not
responsible. That's real shit. No, you gotta fuck him up. Yo.
That's what you gotta fuck him up.
Yeah, I work with... I do security at a hospital, like I said.
I done security so much, though, nigga.
I work with fucking good people. Like, my managers and bosses, they're good people. But, like, these dudes, like, fucking know that... I've worked security in the past, and these dudes know that they're fucking airheads. And this is all that they have and shit. I hate to disrespect them like that.
They're career security guards.
But it's like, yeah, exactly. It's just like, dog, like, come on now, bro.
That is why...
This is a stepping stone, my nigga. Like,
this is why Trump won,
though. How you gonna fuck up and land into this shit?
This is why Trump won. Mm-hmm.
You see that job as a stepping stone, correct? They see that as their livelihood. They right. know that's the best they can do.
That's the best that.
And then they
that's
look
the best
at
they're gonna do. Not can do. That's the best they're gonna do.
That's the best right. they're gonna do. And then they look at you. You coming through smoking weed, listening to music, Snapchatting, bullshitting, fucking all the girls. And then you like, niggas, this is just me coming here. I need money. I need money for weed. I need money to party to go chase my real dream. And that's what they fucking. You need to understand. This is why I don't trust. I love racism. It makes me laugh all the time.
I love racism.
I love it. That? You have to understand why I love it. You understand who started.
That's awesome. You're about to
No. You understand who started history, right? Understand who started everything. We started everything.
We by black people?
Black people.
Yeah.
Now, if you want to go to. Now, if they want to say something about the Bible.
Why do you love racism, nigga?
Because it's just. This is why I love racism. Because I'm a big brother. I remember my little brother just. Yapping shit to my mom, and he only problem he had because he can say I hit him and get me in trouble on that shit. But on the real, he has to learn from me. He has to learn from me how to dress, look, talk to girls, play football, play anything. He has to learn from me, but he does have that little power to get me in trouble. That's all white people got right now. White people are more ruthless than us because we just.
So you're saying.
White people got a little brother complex?
They don't even have the little brother concept. You have to understand this. When we were building pyramids, they were just learning how to build fire.
All right.
Understand that, right?
So you're saying, basically, that because being black, everyone that they have to adapt to the situation around them, take the grades that came before and try to, like, integrate that with their fucking...
Anyone got a dollar bill?
Someone
got a dollar bill right now?
Yes, we got a dollar bill.
I spent it all on gas on the way up here.
Yeah. Alright, so on the dollar bill, they got what on that bitch?
In God We Trust?
Nah. They got what? A big-ass symbol in the middle of it. Yeah. Pyramid, right?
Yeah.
What? Ain't no pyramids in ancient Europe, you know what I'm saying?
My fault.
Ain't no conspiracy, my nigga. Ain't no conspiracy because ain't no fucking pyramids. And they stole a lot of shit from ancient Egypt. They stole a lot of shit from black people.
Everybody stole shit from ancient Egypt. Right. That was the most advanced civilization of all time. To this day, they still don't even know how niggas built pyramids.
Second, Sumeria is number one.
They built a whale and shit, right?
No, that was Sumeria built everything. They started.
Yeah, we
speech,
about to go back to Mesopotamia.
Yeah, Mesopotamia. That's what I was thinking. That's the thing I was talking about.
Yeah. Which
we can go back further than that. We can take it to Pangea.
Sorry. Like,
taking a Persia on this motherfucker, nigga.
Sorry about that. My fault.
Yeah, that's how it goes, though. Actually, it's crazy. We came so motherfucking far. This is a crazy question before we switch it up and talk about, because I want to go into, like, the New Year's and shit, because it's about to be the New Year.
New Year in 2 days.
It's New Year's Eve, Eve.
New Year's Eve, Eve. Tomorrow's New Year's Eve.
It's almost New Year's Eve, actually.
Yeah,
and
fucking...
Hours away to count down.
Yeah.
And what is... This is stupid as hell.
I'm listening.
What's your favorite invention of all time?
Of all time?
They asked this bitch to fucking... they asked this question to, like... Miss USA. Yeah, they asked him, what's your favorite invention?
They know them airhead bitches ain't gonna say nothing.
This one bitch said sanitation. And I was like, I see her.
I can feel that. I can feel that. Because you don't want a bunch of trash.
She was like, shower and sanitation, like the whole bathroom aspect. I was like, alright. Okay, that's genius. Sanitation. So, wash your ass, people.
Who's yours then?
My favorite invention of all time, probably it might have to be the motherfucking car. Because
the car is popping.
No bitches. That shit can change the game. I mean, honestly, nah. Let me take a step further and say the airplane, helicopter, all that shit, because that just took it to another level and all that. But what else you got? Motherfucking plane. Can you imagine, like, the Wright brothers? I know a black dude probably flew the plane. They probably stole it from a nigga.
Just like Henry Ford did, right?
Yeah,
Henry Ford ain't
niggas
no cars,
but
nigga.
But then the thing about it, I feel Rick on this. Because we got to understand, black people come from a place where we had everything. We wasn't up there. We already had the best boats. We didn't need anything else, my nigga. We said Africa.
What you talking about? Fly.
What do you got to fly for?
No, hold on. Are you saying that that's where potentially, like the slaves that they brought over here were so smart already that those were the niggas that invented the crazy shit that white people stole
from
them?
Well, the slaves
they
brought over here were like prisoners and everything from
all
the wars.
What happened was, nigga... A lot of inventions were actually invented by slaves. But if you was a slave, whatever you invented, you got the credit. Your master got the credit for it because you was property. You know what I'm saying? So you can invent some ill shit, but your master got credit. He got to sell it and make all the money off of it.
I was thinking about slavery.
like, just for no reason.
Alright, just watch the next one.
Well, I gotta watch that movie.
Question. Okay, I ask you guys a question here. Question. Can I?
Yeah. Get a nigga mic.
Let me get that nigga mic. Alright, I feel good though. Alright, good. I don't feel like I have like a. I'm nerdy. I'm gonna take my glasses off for a second. Anyway, how do you guys feel about slave movies and shit?
Slave movies?
Yeah, because I personally, I think that's another trick by like white people or other certain premise or whatever the fuck you wanna think. Or even by like black people of the slave mentality of we keep pushing out these slave movies. But when we push out good movies like Django Unchained, Amistad, or we push out Birth of a Nation, we push out shit like this, black people don't go see those.
12 Years a Slave.
That's not a good movie
for me. I feel like that was not a good movie.
He was a free man and he got caught for 12 years. He's a dumbass. He's stupid.
But I feel like
he went back for his wife.
That nigga got wasted bitches. Around white people.
There's a thousand bitches. Come on.
That's the reason I'm not about to drink in 2017.
End up a slave in 20 years.
Exactly. I ain't got time for that shit.
But I feel like the slave movies, I feel like there's other shit to be talking about other than slavery, because like black people got mad history.
We don't talk about Shaka Zulu. We don't talk about Massa Musa. We don't talk about Timbuktu, the greatest empire with the greatest universities the world's ever seen. Nobody knows that.
You know what it is, though? They want to
kill that. We don't talk about the Moors either.
They want to make us unicorns out here. That's what it is. They only want to give us like...
Well, we are unicorns.
One or two. Yeah, basically.
We are unicorns.
You know what I'm saying?
But well, black people?
Uplift us. They always get us in the
worst. We do the impossible all the time.
Right.
All the time we do the impossible.
Oh man, this is going.
Can I do a shout out to Dak Prescott, a black man doing the impossible? Right, this is not quarterback.
Talking about the Cowboys.
We talk about black people. We talk about doing the impossible. Like, let's talk about what Dak Prescott is going through though. This whole season, what have Jerry Jones been saying? He's been trying to bring up Tony Romo.
This whole time, trash.
He's been trash for a while.
Everyone
now.
Knows he's been trash, but why does a black man? If Dak Prescott was Ben Roethlisberger, do you think Jerry Jones would be saying this?
Andrew Luck,
If it was Andrew Luck, do you think they get a lot more leeway? Why?
Like Dak Prescott's literally only one loss away from getting back on the bench, my nigga. You know what I'm saying?
And he's breaking records.
Like Tony Romo been garbage for a long time. Man, he been throwing interceptions at clutch moments for like 3 years at least.
And they want this nigga back so bad. Why?
But it's like just, why? Because he's a white boy.
Now, why won't anybody say that? Just say it. Let's say it. Right. Let's get rid of this shit. Let's get rid of the fucking niceness about racism. Let's be real about that shit. That's what I want to do in 2017.
Well, also, let me ask a question. Who was the illest rap nigga to wear the durag?
That was so random.
Because I'm wearing a durag right now.
I took my durag out right before I came in here, nigga. I'm checking my weight.
I'm wearing my durag right now. Joel. I feel like I got it. Jay Hoodlow right now.
Nigga, your line is all off center.
My line is all off center.
It's like a curve.
The worst part is a
curve.
It's in a diagonal.
Every real nigga puts his durag on in the mirror, nigga.
I did
a freestyle. Yeah, I was driving.
You fucked up, nigga.
I was driving.
Nigga. I seen you put that shit on in the kitchen, nigga.
Exposed.
I'm sorry, y'all. I swear to God, I keep my durag on.
Nah, I've been trying to get my waves back.
Yeah, I'm trying to get my shit like.
I've never got my waves.
My brother got the freshest waves out there.
I used to have mean waves.
Yo, Dub Bangers got the freshest waves out there, though.
Who?
My brother, G. Yeah. Dub Bangers. Yeah.
That's the one that make the beats?
Yes, nigga. Heat Music World. I need to go check that out on the SoundCloud. That
anyway, hold on. Let's talk about.
That's one of my favorite niggas of all time.
Your brother?
Yeah.
That's beautiful, nigga.
And he pisses me off too. Like that's a great line. Like even if he wasn't my brother, I'd still piss you off. This nigga's the man, right? Yeah, exactly. I probably hate this nigga.
Oh, let's go, fucking. We was talking about earlier. We was talking about fucking pubes, nigga.
Oh, right. Girls with the pubes, the hairy pubes.
You gotta shave that shit,
Wolf pussy.
I mean, this is the thing, nigga. Once you get to that point where a bitch is gonna give you some pussy and she pull it out and it's hairy, you're gonna fuck her.
Right.
But that doesn't mean you wouldn't rather it not be hairy, nigga.
Right. Yo, you know what? And if you're cool with the bitch, if you were like really, not even, No, excuse my language, bitches. I'm sure. If you're cool with the gal, bitches. You could say something like, well, damn, girl, you know I was coming through. You ain't even shaved.
Yo, nigga. Let me say something.
Jason.
Yo, there's nothing more disrespectful.
What's the most disrespectful shit?
Is when you go to a bitch's crib and a pussy stank. My nigga, like, my thing is like, when you knew, she knew you was coming through, nigga. She knew all day you was coming through, my nigga.
It's automatic. Like, she don't give a fuck.
And she didn't fucking, like, take the DZ to wash her pussy before you got
there. You ain't shit to her.
Right. Yeah.
Bro, and it's like, you need to call rank on that shit. You need to be like, yo, who about to lay this dick down? Why you come in with this bullshit ass pussy, nigga? Like, yo, hop your funky ass in the shower.
Right, nigga.
You a real nigga leave out this bitch holding his nose, nigga.
It's disrespectful.
Like,
it's real disrespectful.
You feel me? Like, yo, no bullshit. You gotta call rank. And that's what girls want, because girls fuck with niggas because we're bad guys.
Right.
No bullshit. That's what I feel with bad guys. When we start being nice, we start losing our fucking G.
You know, everybody,
there's nothing better than keeping a G on
every nigga learns that. You learn that.
You gotta keep
the
G on.
You learn that shit earlier. Like, when you be nice, you don't get no pussy, nigga. Once you start. Hold on. Rick Harkness got some shit to say.
Nice will get you pussy, but it's like.
No, it won't. Listen.
It get you no pussy.
Everybody. Listen to my voice.
Nice date. Take him on a nice date. That'll get you some nice.
I've been a nice guy for 27 years of my life. I'm done with that shit. You get nothing.
You get no pussy.
You get nothing. You get confusion. You get bullshit.
You get friend zoned.
You get friends. You hurt a lot of girls. If anything, you're worse than a fucking guy that's just gonna. You're worse than an asshole. I say be an asshole. If you just want to fuck her and leave it alone, do that shit. Just do it.
This nigga Rick's a character. He said, I say, be an asshole.
I say, that's be funny. An asshole. Proper English. Right. Fuck Trent over there with that crooked ass do-rag.
Mm.
Right. You trying to come at me, though.
I'm about to take the shit off, too. But my shit's still fresh, though.
That's why I didn't come here.
Shout out to the Dominican niggas on Blue Hill.
Which one?
On the fresh cut. Yo, you know what's crazy? Before I got this cut over there, I walked into the, I had a C-note, right?
Yeah.
I had to go break
change.
That's
$100 bills for people that is.
I had a C-note, I had to go break change, I was walking to the liquor store.
That was
and before I walked in, there was this dyke bitch out there, you know, like a hood nigga bitch, young M.A.S. bitch.
Oh, yeah,
out
one
there.
Of those type bitches.
And she was like, yo, hey, yo, and like, I didn't even look back. Nigga, I'm so cold from the game now.
Yeah.
I don't even look back for niggas. I used to give up, like, I was like, nigga, hold on.
Why she trying to get your attention for?
Exactly. I was like, nigga, shut up.
Like, why would I do this?
Like, why? What you want me to look back for? Shut up.
It ain't about no
people,
money.
People, white people especially, when weird people fucking talk to you, don't talk back to them.
Don't turn back.
No, be weird on their ass.
White people,
be weird on their
white
ass.
White people are
like,
too, you know what it is? White people are too investigative. That's their problem. Oh. It's like this. It's like, you know, if there's a car accident.
Dude, oh, you came up to me? Oh, what's wrong?
You must have a reason.
Yeah,
like,
you
no,
know,
maybe
nigga.
They had no reason.
They go up to everybody.
All right, nigga. White people love investigating, nigga. Every white person think they got low level inspector gadget, my nigga.
No bullshit. I used to be investigative. I used to talk to all these niggas because I was like, this is another black person. Let me give them the time.
Some people ain't worth your time, though.
Yo, and you gotta be like, nigga, you gotta look them up and down and be like, nigga,
nah.
Fuck back.
I learned that from going to an all black college.
Oh,
hey,
God.
All niggas don't deserve your fucking attention, yo. Just because he's black, just because we're both in the same fucking struggle, just because we're both brothers from Africa. Nigga, you don't deserve my fucking time and attention. I need to let you all niggas know, there was a lot of black people that sold black people into slavery for those people in the first day. So, let you know that right now.
Hold on. You know what's crazy? Some other shit. You know the liquor store at the top of the street, right?
Yeah, of course.
So this nigga, don't say where it is, because don't you die me.
Yeah, it's just somewhere.
It's in the hood. We'll have to know good.
And, it is on
basically,
15
basically,
something.
No. Basically, we was at the liquor store. And I was getting some liquor, and
when you bought that big bottle?
Nah. Before
another
that, before.
Time,
that's the other day, yeah. And I had, you know what I mean? I had some bread on me. And I wasn't trying to flex or anything like that, but I had my wallet, and I had a lot of bread on me. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And motherfuckers, I felt like there was a lot of people in there, and like there was a dude that was trying to talk to me outside. And he was like, "Yo, you think I can get some bread?"
Like, no.
I ended up giving this nigga $6.
You forced it.
That was the most I ever gave a nigga on the street.
That's
but let me say some shit right now. I know Rick's legs is off. This is crazy. But just check it out.
Bullshit.
I gave this nigga.
I want to at least talk after this.
Jason,
then.
I gave this nigga.
I
want to
talk after this.
I gave this nigga $6.
No, you didn't.
I promise you, I gave this nigga $6.
Are you talking about in the park?
No. Outside the liquor store. This nigga was talking shit to me. Like, he was like, yo, I have no gas for my car or some shit. He said he had something for his car, and I gave this nigga $6.
You fuck
this nigga had on the freshest J's, nigga.
See, that's that bullshit.
That's that bullshit, because, like, every nigga know, nigga, if you got a car, then you should have a job, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, ain't no, my nigga. If
I gave a nigga six up, but I was also afraid he was going to rob me.
No, nigga, what I'm saying is, what I'm saying is that, if he, nigga, hold on, you got a car, I got a car. You know if you ain't got no gas, you ain't driving nowhere, unless you actually have money, my nigga. I don't know what the fuck that was. But you know, like, you ain't gonna, like me, nigga, when my gas is on E, nigga, I don't go nowhere unless I absolutely have to, my nigga.
Right.
Like, true. And it's like, you ain't gonna be sitting there asking $6
outside. Outside the liquor store, right?
No bullshit. You ain't.
But I gave this nigga $6, but one time, I saw this nigga Rick gave a homeless dude $20.
You what?
Yes, he goddamn did.
Can I get the mic?
Yes, he goddamn did.
I gotta hear this.
I want the special.
You gotta hear this. Right. Yeah. Let me get the
$20. That's a big.
Hold on. Let me set it up.
No, you're not setting nothing. Let me do it.
Go ahead. All
right. So here's what it is. All right. So my nigga is coming from South Carolina. He came to visit. So my homeboy Marcus, shout out to Marcus. He came to visit. So. I had some bad times with the Red Sox game and shit, so I got hit up on my bank account. Somebody like hacked my account, so I'm pissed off. So I'm like, "Fuck this! I'm gonna smoke some weed." So I said, "Who got weed?" I said, "Trent." So I hit up Trent like, "Yo, I'm trying to find some weed. Where can I go?" He said, "Meet me in Park Street, Boston Common." So me and my homeboy Marcus, we go there to Park Street. We meet up on Trent. We get there, we meet up Trent, and then like a we buy the weed and then we roll up and shit. We're smoking and shit. And we're smoking in front of like the Park Street exit. We're smoking, we're chilling and shit. And then this homeless dude walks up. I saw this nigga from like two minutes ago.
Yeah.
He's twitching and shit on one side and then
so like, he's on drugs.
This is where I say, this is where the naivety comes from. I'm from South Carolina. I was 3 years living here, so he might have played me. I still, to this day, say I think I did the right thing, but I do not think that I... If they said that I was played, then I say that I was played.
See, that's the thing with me. With a nigga like me... Let me get the mic.
Yes, sir.
With a nigga like me, like, I'll give a homeless nigga look like... If he look like he, like, legitimately hungry, that's something different. But I'm not buying you drugs, my nigga. You
wait for the rest of the story. Just wait for the rest of the story.
You got more to the story?
I got more for the story. All right, so we're sitting there, we're smoking, and we're chilling and shit. So I see this.
You smoking with a homeless nigga?
No, we didn't smoke with a homeless nigga. I'm just saying, like, I just started saying I saw the homeless nigga from across the street.
Yeah.
So he starts walking over. He's like, he's tripping on one side of his like side.
Yeah.
On one side, he's only shaking and everything like that. And so he comes and he's like, "Listen, I'm bipolar, blah blah blah. I was discharged from the VA hospital." All right. Side note, that probably is a red flag. Right. That might be something like that. Right. Might be a red flag to me.
Right.
I realize that right now, but I was like, "Listen, he and my friend were not listening, though. They were like, this is bullshit." They kept trying to nudge me, like, "Yo, tell this nigga to go."
Right.
I was listening. They're like, "Listen, the VA kicked me out, and I need my medicine." And he was like, "Yo, I only need $13 to get my medicine." Here's where I say that I don't think the dude was trying to play.
He's bullshitting you.
Listen, all
right,
here's what I'm trying to
do. No, I'm going to pause you right there. You know why? You know why? Because if he was in the VA, his medicine would be covered already.
But he got kicked out.
It don't matter, nigga. When you're a vet, nigga, your shit's covered, nigga. All
right, come here.
All right.
When you gave the homeless nigga $20.
So veterans do get kicked out a lot of times. There's a lot of cases of motherfuckers get kicked out.
Crackhead giving $20.
No, I'm not. I don't smoke crack.
No. You're a crackhead giving $20.
Nah. So listen. He got kicked out. I know a lot of other situations and stories.
You think he was really a veteran?
Yes. Right.
That's what I'm saying. He looked like a veteran.
But here's my thing.
Because he had some camouflage on.
No, he didn't have any camouflage. But here's my problem. If you say, he says 13, though. He said $13 for medicine. I'm bipolar. I know what medicine costs. I know what certain things cost. That kind of rung a fucking bell.
Oh, the so medicine he against your said, emotions.
No, yes, he got my emotions, so I said this earlier,
he's
right?
He's not going to get his medication, though. He's going to get the closest thing to that.
Maybe. That's true. But
he probably bought some fucking mouthwash. Nigga, and drinking
this
shit.
No. You took $20 and got him some supplies.
Here's the thing, though. But I've been in that position before, and I've seen that there are medicines, and the medicine he named was that same price that I've had before. That's why I gave him that money. That's what you guys don't understand. That's what I'm going to do. But I still don't say that at the end of the day, that nigga probably played me. He more than likely played me.
I don't know. He definitely that. Played you, nigga. I guarantee you. Okay. I don't know nothing. I don't know nothing about this nigga, like his history, his VA status, but I guarantee he didn't spend that $20 on
him. Yo, you gave this nigga a homeless nigga $20. That was a goddamn. You got him to at least.
You got a sandwich?
You got hold on. You got a sandwich? If it was Monopoly.
You got a $10 bag, whatever drug he does.
If you got him, if it was a Monopoly, you got him past free parking.
Right. Okay. Right. You didn't get him on free parking. He landed on free parking.
You got him past free parking.
He got past the purples easily.
That nigga's at the third railroad. Right. He's
I had a soft spot. That's all I'm trying to say.
This nigga, you got this nigga enough drugs to go to jail. Right.
All right, listen, I don't know. I got caught. That's all I'm trying to say. I still think I did the right thing.
Yo, and me and Rick's best friend rashed this nigga so mad, hard. They were like, nigga, you gave him $20 and we hungry?
Right, you could have given me $20, nigga. I'm your man.
Yo, my nigga, I would have gave you back 10. All right, nigga. I would have gave you back 5, this nigga. You would have ate after that. And that's the shit. I would have showed you a good
you gotta,
ass time,
you gotta get
nigga.
Your Boston asshole up, whoa, nigga. You know, you gotta be an, you gotta be an asshole when you live in Boston.
Asshole, I can't do it.
You got to be.
You got to be a masshole, bro.
Nah, I can't do it.
It's that South shit. Niggas is nice in the South, nigga. They too nice.
I can't do it.
I'm nice like that, too, but it's...
I just can't do it.
How many times you gonna get burned? How many times you gonna get burned from being nice?
Sooner or later, you gotta be like, fuck it, nigga.
You gotta be like, yo, fuck niggas.
I will say this. I've been burned in the last 3 years, in the past 18 years.
I'm gonna just stand next to you. Are you a nigga that, like, when you walk by people, you look at them and, like, look them up and down and say hello and shit?
Yeah.
Or do you walk straight past them and be like, fuck you?
Hello.
Yo, I used to be a hello, how you doing? Now I don't give a goddamn about
nah, I say right, hello.
Like, fuck it, nigga.
I don't say give hello.
Fucks, nigga.
Say hello. Like, come on.
Now, I used to love saying hello, but how many times are people gonna not say nothing back?
Keep going. All the time in fucking Boston. I mean, like, come on. But, I mean, say...
I'd set up for niggas' attitude.
It makes me feel good. That's all.
Sally? No. Yeah, appreciate that. Yo, that's what's crazy, though. Like, niggas is no... Like, you gotta... That's something hospitality. Niggas was... I remember a nigga back in the day saying, like, niggas up here really suck ass, like, you know what I'm saying? I'm hip.
We got 46.
46.
This nigga Trent.
I love this whole fucking session right now.
Yeah, man. This is a good one.
I done got shout waved
out,
and waved.
Shout, yeah, I'm wavy, nigga. Shout out to waving. Rick Harkness for coming through on
the
radio.
Good that I'm doing, right?
Nah, you good, nigga. You have some insightful shit to say.
When niggas come to our mics, they want to fuck. When they come to our podcast, they want to, like, show out and show. Like, Eastside, if you heard the last episode, like,
no bullshit. I feel like, and this is like, no, like, I feel like we bring the niggas out of everybody, nigga. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, every person, like, I be seeing, like, niggas, like, when they be on the scene, they don't be trying to be too niggerish, you know what I'm saying? But when they get on our podcast, they let that shit out, nigga. That they've been holding it for too long.
Nigga, I was did Kofi get off? I haven't shit come in here.
Kofi was getting off until Eastside. Yeah, Eastside fucked it up, okay. But Sean went off, nigga. Sean went off, Sean went off.
Yo, we gotta get Kofi back. We gotta get Kofi on a good one this time. Yo.
Nah, I told you, y'all fucking like...
Rick, thank you for coming through, man.
Shout out, Rick. Yo,
shout out. Talk on the mic,
yo, plug in all your social media.
Yeah, Rick got the good mic the most of the time on the podcast.
Thank you. Shout out to Jason and Trent for letting me get on this motherfucker. Me and Ethan.
Jason and Trent, motherfucker. Is that
all right? Nah, you good. Don't worry about it, man.
I have a podcast, me and Ethan the Boy. It's called Mumble Talk. Check it out on SoundCloud.
Mumble Talk.
Give us a few weeks. It's going to be on iTunes. I'm performing tonight at the Armory. And then check me out.
Yeah.
All right, so by the time you hear this shit, it means nothing.
He did perform at the Armory.
He performed at the Armory tonight.
I did perform at the Armory tonight.
He doesn't know if he killed it yet.
I don't know yet. I would like to say I
but he was there than a motherfucker.
He was at the Armory like a motherfucker.
And he sat pretty because I was a jackass.
He was on the list like a bitch, nigga.
Yo, like, I am shout out to Trent and Jason for real, for real. Thank you guys for putting me on the podcast. Let me talk.
I feel like...
Talk my shit and,
bullshit.
I like this podcast. You guys are good, though.
Nah, no thank bullshit. You. I feel like our podcast, especially for black comedians per se, right. I feel like... because this scene is so flooded with white people and niggas don't get to act as niggerish as they possibly could be potentially.
Right, let niggas
get that shit off their chest. Yeah, you know exactly. What I'm
saying? I don't even think we get that niggerish. Right. So, this is just niggas with attitude.
Yeah, so once again, thank you for coming to the Poker Table Time, Jason Cordova.
I've been your boy Trent Wells.
And like always, if you're going to throw your chips in, you might as well do it at the poker table, baby.
You know what I'm saying? That's how
all right, we're signing out.
See you next time.
Yep. Oh, shit.